Farm Network.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and happy 4th of July. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results with us on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Busy weekend, huh?
Yes, and the pool is ready to roll. Let me tell you what, that was nothing short of a miracle. I was so impressed because it got right down to the wire, ready for concrete, and I thought, how are they going to pour concrete? It's raining. It's, you know, what's going to happen? And literally, I don't even remember what day it was, Wednesday. I don't know. Anyway, Jared Allen, who is a concrete guy in Rochester, is amazing. He had a crew of like 4 trucks and 8 workers. It was like they showed up to get a job done. And not only did they get it done, but they did just a beautiful job. Oh my gosh, it looks so good. And then they got it done. And then a little while later, it rained, but not crazy. And it didn't seem to affect the concrete at all. It looks great.
So did your grandson get to carve his initials on the new concrete?
No. Nothing like that. Nobody was anywhere near. Listen, I was just like flying. I wasn't even here. I was here when they pulled up, had to leave for work. Came back, and well, the neighbor called and said, well, you got concrete. I said, you are kidding me. So yeah, just in the nick in time. So awesome. Hopefully we'll be able to use the pool this weekend.
250 years of nation. And you and I are old enough to remember the bicentennial.
I was going to say, no, come on. We haven't been around 250 years, Andy.
No,
but yes, we do
I
remember.
I think I figured out I was 13 years old, I think.
Well,
in 19-
what year were you born?
62.
Okay, me too. So, oh yeah, 13, but I would have turned 14 in the fall. So.
Yeah, in the winter for me, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, 13, big 13-year-olds on that. And I remember it. I remember the big parade in our town.
Oh yeah, jeez. It was a big deal.
It doesn't seem like it could have been that long ago, but
yeah,
50 years flies.
No, I guess so, yeah.
And, I'm literally looking out the window at my parents' house, and they bought that house when I was 10. So that's where I lived when the bicentennial happened, right there. So it's still right out my window. I mean, I still own the house. I have another family living in it, but it's just kind of fun to have that nostalgia right out my window.
I bet, yeah. And to be, you know, the same scenery looking out on the river where, yeah, you know, you grew up. Yeah.
Yeah. Real estate is one of those things that, you know, people don't realize sometimes how emotional we get over just physical building a house, right? Like it's time to leave and they think, oh, this is what we want to do. We're ready for the next chapter. And we get to the closing table and sometimes they're pretty emotional about it.
Yeah, I can understand that completely. I even when we sold my parents' house, I remember getting a little choked up.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I didn't sell my parents' house because, I don't know, my sister may end up there someday. You never know. And it's just, I don't know, right across the street. And it would just feel weird to have somebody else own that house and not be ours anymore. If it weren't in my sight every day, it might be different.
But you know, it's a universal thing when so many Hollywood movies feature the, you know, the camera shot of the door jamb with the markings of the kids' heights.
Yes.
As they go up.
Yes.
So obviously it's a pretty universal thing.
It is. It is for sure. Yeah. I mean, I see it. I experience it all the time. Like I said, I've had people think, oh, I'm so ready to get out of here. And we get to the closing table. I say, well, are you excited? I'm a little sad.
Yeah. A lot of memories.
Yeah, a lot of memories.
Yeah. Especially for somebody who's been in a home for a long time. Yeah.
And we don't see that. So I don't think we're going to see that so much anymore. People don't stay in jobs for a long time. They don't stay in homes for a long time. I think on average, 5 to 7 years, people sell their house.
Yeah.
5 to 7 years. So not like our parents for sure. And even, I mean, you've been in your house longer than I've been in mine, but this one we've been in for 21 years. This is our 21st big 4th of July celebration pool party, consecutive years. This is the first one that Jordy will actually get to enjoy. He was a baby last year, so he wasn't in the pool or anything, but he'll have fun this year.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. And for us, it's been, you know, it's more about the neighbors and the family atmosphere we have than the actual structure of the house, but that's all tied to the memories too, right?
Right. Exactly.
That's what
definitely.
And you know, I thought maybe with COVID it might have changed that dynamic and people might have decided to, you know, because there was that tendency everybody went kind of went home, right?
Yeah.
But now that that's becoming more and more a distant memory, I think you're right. The trend is back towards more mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, our front desk at Remax, we're hiring new front desk girls. And I was talking to Donna, our office manager, and she said, well, this one looks good. She's had a job 4 years. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, it's really hard to find applications where people have had any kind of time in their job. Like they just move around from job to job to job, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So,
well, to their advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when people move, they end up increasing their pay. It's just the way it works.
Well, they do it for some reason, for sure. They don't just do it, I mean, for the fun of changing jobs and getting to know all new people and all new workload. You know, it's obviously got to be advantageous, and it must be. And I think that just with everything posted online and, you know, all the different ways to find out about the jobs, it's so different. Like when I applied, I had to go in, fill out a paper application.
Right.
When I applied at Mayo Clinic, and again, when I applied at Coldwell Banker, it was the same thing, like go in and fill out a physical application and meet with the person. I think those days are pretty much gone. You do everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even mortgages, you know, it used to be, okay, I'll introduce you to the lender and you guys can meet up. And now the lender says, oh, I'll send you a link to fill out the application. And eventually they meet up, but it's just, everything is so different.
And in the job market now, if you move up the ladder to the point where you get an interview, oftentimes the initial interviews are Zoom interviews. You're not having to go to the office for that. Yeah, it's
correct.
Yeah, it's a changed world.
It's a different world. But what do you expect? Change, right? Things aren't changing, what's going on? You know, it's not good. You're not changing, you're dying.
It's the one constant in the universe is change.
Right.
But I do find it interesting that the same patterns seem to evolve every time as far as home ownership and I guess views of home ownership. It wasn't that many years ago, but then again, time is relative, right? That when the millennials came onto the scene into their early adulthood and it was all in vogue that, hey, this is the generation, they're really not interested in owning homes. They want to live where the action is. They want the apartments downtown and near their places of recreation and social activity. And how quickly did that change, right? As soon as they hit the age where they started having kids and their careers were more solidified and they were settling down, they all wanted homes, just like the previous generation.
Even more than kids. I sold a lot of those young people houses so that they could have a fenced backyard for their dogs.
Oh, sure.
Like, we don't want to rent anymore. We don't want to be in an apartment. We need a yard for our dog. I mean, that was real. That was real. And I think it's because everybody and their mother got a pet during COVID.
That's true.
We have too, but people had more time for them, which was better for the pets for sure.
Now, go ahead.
You're going to say,
I think we're going to say the same thing.
Gen Z. They think home ownership is not a big deal. 16 million Gen Zers were interviewed, and most of them said homeownership is definitely not a part of attaining the American dream.
Okay, so we'll talk to you in about 7-8 years, see where you're at.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, right, you know, I mean, same. When you were 20, did you think that, oh, my God, I can't wait to own a house someday?
It wasn't on my radar. But 3 years later, it was.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And every time they come up with reports like that, I chuckle. Okay, this is a new one. I've seen this before. Okay. All right, Robin, we do have to take a break. We'll be back. All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. It's the 4th of July. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
in this station.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. This is News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Well, I guess, Robin, what's happening out there in the marketplace?
Well, things are a little quiet right now. First of all, it is a holiday weekend. I mean, holiday sure. Today, but for the last week, people have been gearing up for the holidays. A lot of people go camping or go to their cabins or, you know, do what I'm doing today, hosting a pool party or going to a pool party, what you're doing today, you know, all of those things, right? So people haven't been exactly busy out there, but I mean, I showed a few houses yesterday, so it's not like nobody is doing it.
I wonder if this stifling heat has affected it as well. People running from. And I'm not complaining, remember? I'm not complaining.
I know, I'm not either. But I mean, I do think people think, I don't want to get out today. Maybe. I think it was more the holiday. The last few weekends, even with nice weather, we've had really slow traffic at our open houses. But sellers get so upset and concerned, like nobody's been in our house. The bottom line is this, they all can get in it. They all can call us. We can get them in it. Or if they're working with an agent, they can call their agent. Yes, we like to do open houses because we like to meet those new buyers and have the opportunity to potentially sell the house that day on the spot, right? But literally, open house traffic has been super quiet. And I think it's just a combination of things. It's summer, and that's not that abnormal. Spring and fall are two really, really good seasons for open houses. Now, that being said, we do them all summer long, and we even sell some houses at open houses in the summer. It's just that we do see a lot of, no traffic at all this weekend, or just one guy this weekend kind of thing. And it's just normal. It doesn't alarm me. It doesn't scare me. I've been doing this too many years and seen too many summers. And I've always said, I feel like there's 2 weeks I can count on being slow. And that is the first 2 weeks of June and the last 2 weeks of December. And I think it's just because kids getting out of school, graduation parties, anything from getting kids home from college, all the stuff, right?
Gosh, yeah.
So it's just the way it is. And I think people are back to getting out and about. As you can see, every time you look at the news, it says highest number of air traffic travelers today, highest number. I mean, it's like people are on the move.
When we get later in the summer, and I'm just interested in the phenomenon because you see the cycle every year for many years. Is there a push to get into a home before the start of the school year, or do people wait until after the kids are in school?
Oh, no. I feel like give us a week past the 4th of July. Honestly, I'm going to tell you by July 15th, we're going to be on this show and I'm going to be telling you how things have really started to pick up, because I think we're going to see it. I think we're going to have a super busy second half. Our first half has been great, but I think we're going to have an even more busy second half of the year.
And yeah, if a lot of this, well, I keep my fingers crossed, a lot of this uncertainty economically seems to be clearing a bit. So I wonder if that might put people in a better place as far as their perception of what's happening out there.
It will be interesting to see what the latest jobs report does for the interest rates.
That yeah, they have a new Federal Reserve chair who says he wants to lower rates, but
Well, I'll tell you, I've said this before on this show, but the statistics show that when rates drop by 1%, 1 million new buyers jump back in or into the market. And that's, of course, nationwide, but that's a lot of people. It's a lot of buyers.
And you mentioned to me before we opened up the microphones today that you used the term a functioning market. And I guess for us novices or lay people, what are they referring to when they say a functioning market?
Well, kind of the same thing we call balanced market, where, you know, it's a healthy market, right? Sellers have gotten back to reality that their houses are not going to sell for the same price as their neighbors sold for when interest rates were sub 3%. And it doesn't mean, this is a thing I can't stress enough, this does not mean that home values have decreased. Okay, it just means that people are no longer willing to pay whatever it takes to get the house. We were seeing 10,000 over, 20,000 over, 30,000 over, 40,000 over. Listen, we saw people write offers for over $100,000 over ask to win.
Oh my gosh.
Those days are gone. I mean, it's not happening. What they were fighting for was getting the most house they could get possible because their payments were going to be so great based on what the interest rates were. Well, now that we have interest rates that are much more back in a normal zone, you know, people are paying high fives, 5.75, 5.85, very, very healthy interest rates.
Yes.
But it's still double of what they were paying then. And that's why people are no longer willing to just throw cash around and pay any price it takes to get a house. Now they're willing to pay what it's worth. The last market report that I did a couple of weeks ago, our numbers were still at sellers are getting 99% of their asking price. So it's not like things are on clearance. Price values have not gone down. We're just not selling at those crazy over market values. And if that's what you're comparing your house to, you know, one that sold in that time. And what's even worse is if you bought your house at that time and paid over value and now you want to sell it. Now it feels like your house has lost value. No, it wasn't worth what you paid for when you bought it.
But at the same time, you gained so much equity due to the low interest rate that you had. So it balances out.
Exactly. It's exactly right. Or I just love it when I go to a listing appointment and they say, well, it's kind of sad because now we've been here 4 years. And after we pay our commissions and pay our closing costs, we're not even going to make money. We're just going to break even. And I said, so what that actually translates to my brain is you've just lived in this house for free for 4 years. And where in the world do you live for free? So I still say that's a pretty darn good deal.
Yeah, if you put it that way, you're right. You know, compare it to paying rent for 4 years.
Yeah, and tell me where you're at. So,
yeah.
And you know, some people, or people will buy when you say the word rent, this reminds me, people will buy an income property, you know, something to rent, and they'll rent it for 4 or 5 years and collect a pretty good amount of rent. And then when they go to sell it, because they bought it when the rates were low, right? And so they might have paid premium, especially because it was an income property. And now they're putting it on the market now saying, wow, I thought I would have made more money than that. I'm only going to come out with a profit of like $100,000. And I'm like, $100,000 plus 5 years of rent collected.
Yeah, you forget about that part of it.
Yeah, forget about that.
Yeah,
that
income stream.
Exactly. So anyway, it's good. And I think that's why people just sometimes see what they see. But when I can sit and explain the whole thing to them and they understand it, then it clears up. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that's true. That makes me feel a lot better.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. We will take a quick break, come back, chat some more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Right here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
FM.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Okay. Any listings to share, Robin?
Yeah, but I just have to stop for a minute because every single time you've said happy 4th of July this morning, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can see my flag rugs outside and my banners and all my 4th of July food and plates, but I can't believe that it's the 4th of July.
I know.
I can't believe it. So yeah. there are some listings out there. Yes. And there are some good deals to be had. Like, let me start with the Anderson House. The historic hotel in Wabasha, Minnesota, oldest hotel in Minnesota. Okay. In this year, they won some awards for 2026 Minnesota's Best. So, I mean, this is a great place. They have a restaurant that does good business and has good food. They have a fun little bar that's like a similar to a speakeasy. It's down in the basement. It's a little cellar bar. And just a cool ambiance, an old, old hotel, but lots of nice rooms. They've changed all the beds out and have nice mattresses. And this whole thing, okay, is on the market for $675,000.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. And behind the hotel is a little guest house where right now some of the cooks live, but it comes with it. So I actually had a family call me a couple of weeks ago and said, would there be any rules against us buying this hotel for a family home? And I said, right. A family home? And they said, well, just like a weekend place, you know? Yeah. It was a couple probably my age or a little bit older, and they had four grown adults who all have significant others. So there's 10 people, and the kids have already started having kids. So they're like, as our family grows, we could all be in one place on the weekend. I'm like, yeah. Hey, sounds like a great idea.
It does. So
they haven't moved on it, but I don't think they've ruled it out. But I think if people want to think outside the box and don't want to run a hotel, don't want to run a restaurant. I would hate to see it go away because I would hate to see that bar and that restaurant go away. I think it's good to have businesses in town, you know. But if three or four families said, hey, let's all go in on this and use it on the weekends. We all have boats in the marina. What a great opportunity. $675,000.
Yeah, for a property like that, I'm truly amazed.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool. All right. Well, if you don't want to spend $675,000 and buy a hotel, we have other options. Okay. So we just listed a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom townhome over on Greenview Place. It's great because it's an end unit. The owner has gone in and freshened everything up as far as countertops, paint, flooring. I mean, it's very, very attractive. And it is $225,000.
Nice.
Yeah. We have a multi-level home that's pretty special. It's 4022 Villa Road Northwest. So over in North Park. It's $379,900. It's a four-level multi-level. So you come in and you're on the level as the kitchen and the dining room.
Yep.
And then you can go up a few steps or down a few steps and then down a few more steps. Yeah, I love those houses. They live so big and you just spread out. But what's cool about this one is it has a We have it advertised as a 2-car garage. We should probably have it advertised as a 4-car garage, but they've put a wall up. But they've put a wall up. So you'd have to take the wall down, and then it would be like 4 cars tandem. But in the back half of the garage, that's where their teenagers had their, you know, pool table and dartboard. I mean, really cool place. But the prior owners before these folks bought it had a wood shop there. So lots of opportunity. And again, if you want to take that wall down and just park a big long boat or a big long camper or whatever it is you have, at $379.9. I mean, that's just a great opportunity. Okay. And the house is really nice. So that's awesome. I have 804 14th Avenue Southwest. And, never mind. That one is sold. That's okay. One cute little one up on Pill Hill for $429.9. We have 2043 High Top Place Northeast. And this one is a 2-story with 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 3,066 square feet on the market for $570.
Interesting. Ooh.
Yeah.
I know where that's at. That is,
That's what you call a functioning market. You know, if they would have listed that house even 6 months ago, they probably would have said, how far over 6 can we go? And now they're looking at what their neighbors are selling for, you know, it has an unfinished lower level, I think. But anyway, it's a nice place, nice neighborhood, great price. 692 Shardlow Place, Northeast, out in Byron. I love this place. I could live in this place. It has 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, decorated, so cute. And it's always been a second home, so it looks like it's barely lived in, and they are meticulous people. So it was built in 2022, so it's 4 years old, and it, like I said, feels and looks brand new. Very, very nice. And this one is 2,840 square feet, 2-car garage, end unit, $469.9.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. And back in Wabasha, we have this opportunity is really good because the people who built this house built it for the gal and her husband and baby lived in one half, and then her mother lived in the other half. So it is a split level house, and there's a door separating the two. Now it's just like a house door, but it could be like an exterior door, and somebody could make this into 2 rental units. Each side has their own kitchen and bathroom and laundry room and all of that. And between the two properties, you know, the upstairs and the downstairs, it's 3,700 square feet, and there's 5 garage stalls because there's two attached, and then on the backyard there's a 2-car detached and a 1-car detached. So like I say, it could be an income property, or it could be a multi-generational situation just like it was built for, and that's $409,000.
Holy smokes. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Okay. Are we good? Or are we out of time?
We're almost out of time, but if you want to sneak one more in, I'm good.
It's all right. We can talk about the rest of them next week.
Okay.
I would rather just say thanks to everyone for listening and stay safe. And I am ready to start working on this party. So I hope everybody has a great 4th of July. And don't worry, I'll still have my phone. And if you need me, call me.
Hey, how do I call you, Robin?
507. Well, call me Robin. That's fine.
Okay. We're going to do that, Joe.
507-259-4926.
All right. Have a great party, Robin, and we'll chat next Saturday. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.